Hey.
Hello, Miss Gibson.
Sorry, I'm so sorry. I don't get service in my room. My daughter was crying.
No, it's okay.
Sorry, I'm so glad you
called
me back.
Not a problem. Let me see here. Okay, so that answers my next question. A good callback number for you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and so just verifying go ahead. I'm sorry.
I wanted to ask you a quick question. If I wanted to get a new banking account just for that, could I do that later on?
Yes, you could give us a call back, and we would be able to go ahead and
change it. Okay.
Change it,
But that's fine for now. I just was wondering.
Okay.
Okay.
Give me one moment. 5643. Okay. All right. So I have your address is 1961 Alton Road, Lot 102 South, like S.
Yes.
As in Sam.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
That's in Irondale, Alabama, 35210.
Yes, correct.
Okay. All right. And then just some questions here to verify your identity. Which of the following professional licenses have you ever held? Electrical, landscape, marriage and family therapist, registered nurse, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. Based on your background, what city is 3985 Lago Cedria, 5TA Hills, Montgomery, Orange Beach, Phoenix City, Valley, or I've never been associated with this address?
I've never been associated with this address.
Okay. And according to your driver's license, approximately how tall are you? 4'10", 5'2", 5'6", 5'9". My height is not reported in any of these values.
My height is not reported in any of those values.
Okay. Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am. Never have filed for it.
Okay. Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employee with an employer that's not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
Worked for who? I'm sorry.
The federal government as a civilian.
Oh, no, ma'am.
Okay. Are you filing this unemployment claim due to reasons related to COVID-19?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what was the last day that you worked?
The last day I worked, I think it was in December of 2020.
Okay. Right.
So you could just put maybe December 14th, maybe.
Okay. All right. If not for COVID-19 restrictions, since this most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Unrelated to COVID, have I been unable to work?
Yeah, if it wasn't for COVID-19 restrictions, since this Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Oh, yes, ma'am, I have. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or a corporate officer a business? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Can you put no on that? Because my daughter, I can't because of her. Because she's disabled and I couldn't get
a babysitter.
Yes, ma'am. Sorry.
No, you're fine. Give me one.
I'm physically able to work, but because of her, I can't. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Nope, I got it 100%. Give me one moment. Okay. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Do you are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am, I do not.
Okay. Are you currently registered or attending any school or training?
No, ma'am.
Okay. If not for COVID-19 restrictions, are you available to accept full-time work?
I would put no.
Okay. Right. All right. If not for COVID-19 restrictions, are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Um, I guess put no.
Okay. All right. Have you applied for receiving pension other than Social Security from a former employer within the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Have you applied for or receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Okay. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I would say 15, maybe.
Okay, and what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$7.25.
Okay. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Okay, did your employer give you a definite day to return to work?
No, ma'am.
All right. And what was your job description or title?
I was a cashier.
Okay. And are you currently looking for work in this occupation or trade?
No, ma'am, not at the moment.
Okay. And what was your previous employer's name?
Her name was Miss Carol. I don't know of her last name, but I know it. My manager was Miss Carol, and that was at the Shell in Irondale, Alabama.
Okay. And what was the name of the company or the gas station?
The Shell. It was called the Shell. Mm-hmm. Shell gas station. On our shirts, it said Minuteman, but the actual gas station is the Shell.
Okay. And do you have a telephone number for them?
I have her. I have her cell phone number. Would that work?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Her number is 205-765-2135.
Okay. And what was your employment start date?
I'm not exactly sure. You can just put on there. I know I worked for about 3 months, so let's see. You could put from October. I guess just put October 14th of 2020 to December.
Okay. All right. And what city and state was that located in?
That was in Irondale, Alabama.
Okay. Did you receive any sick, holiday, or vacation pay from this employer?
No, ma'am. I never did.
Okay. Any pension?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And what was the reason for the separation?
The reason was because I couldn't hold a stable babysitter caregiver for my daughter. So, I unfortunately, due to the coronavirus, because she is disabled, so due to that, I had to stop working with her.
Okay.
And I informed her of it. She knew all about it, so.
Okay. All right, give me one moment here. Okay, and do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right, so the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. Your claim is being filed as COVID-19 related, but is not yet approved. Your claim will be processed as soon as administratively possible. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week, except where any requirement has been waived during an approved COVID-19 related claim. Eligibility and requirements for COVID-19 claims are subject to change. So unemployment claims, they use a calendar week that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. So once a week, you want to go ahead and complete your weekly certification process for the previous week. The questions on the system, or whether you decide to do it online or over the phone, it'll just outline your current requirements and are subject to change. You can do that online by going to www.labor.alabama.gov or on the phone. And that telephone number is 800-752-7389.
Okay, and what do I do when I call?
When you call, it's an automated system. It'll ask you you'll be mailed the documents. It'll ask you for your social and then a PIN number to add to make up a PIN number there. You'll put that information in, and then it'll take you through the process. Did you work this week? If you didn't work, and it's just automated, and you just answer with your touchdown pad there.
Okay.
So your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m., but not on Saturdays. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification could result in loss of your benefits. So you want to go ahead and make your first certification either by phone or the internet next week.
Okay, so I have to do mine next week. I don't have to do it today.
Correct. Uh-huh.
Correct. Okay.
So your employer will be contacted in regards to your separation. They may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted via the telephone or by a letter before a decision on your claim is made, okay?
Okay.
All right. Otherwise, we've completed your unemployment claim at this time. Do you have any other questions for me?
No, ma'am. You are awesome. Thank you so much.
No problem. You have a great day, Ms. Gibson.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.